Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news, a presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, Douala city dwellers have warmly received the head of state's decision to completely blot out the names of absentee civil servants from Cameroon's payroll. Traditional reading habits are reportedly declining in Cameroon, with many people depending on smartphones and various social media platforms for information. Our in-depth segment of the news examines the matter. And onto sports, Kaji Sports Academy basketball team humbled the Mwanda basketball team of Gabon by 69 sets to 54 at the launch of the qualifying tournament of the Basketball Africa League. Those are our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development. Onto this press release, in the capacity of personal representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, spouse of the head of state, founding president of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, Mrs. Marguerite Mbela, deputy general coordinator of CERAC, in charge of the diplomatic wing, will preside over the ceremony for the handing over of donations by the diplomatic wing of CERAC to young farmers, orphans and widows of Obala on Tuesday, October 29. 2024 at 12 noon prompt at the Obala Agricultural Institute, signed the Director of Civil Cabinet, Samuel Mvondo Ayolo. And here is a rundown of the program. 10 a.m. installation of population and animation groups, 11 a.m. arrival of guests, 11:40 a.m. arrival of administrative authorities, 11:45 a.m. arrival of members of CERAC, 11:55 a.m. arrival of the personal representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, spouse of the head of state, founding president of CERAC. Welcome. Handing off a bouquet of flowers, installation in the VIP stand, 12 noon start of ceremony, singing of the national anthem, interreligious prayer, welcome address by the mayor of Obala, word of gratitude of the beneficiaries, speech by the divisional delegate of agriculture and rural development for Lekki, speech by the divisional delegate of social affairs for Lekki, keynote address by the personal representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, spouse of the head of state, founding president of CERAC. Reading off the list of donations, symbolic handing over of the donations, group photograph, and end of ceremony. The ceremony for the handing over of donations by the diplomatic wing of CERAC to young farmers, orphans, and widows of Obala in the Lekki division of the Central Region, and it will take place tomorrow, October 29, 2024. As you heard in one of our lead stories, the head of state's decision for the permanent removal of absentee public servants from Cameroon's payroll has largely been welcomed by Douala City inhabitants. They say it is a positive step towards accountability and efficient resource management. As you tell us, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz.
According to inhabitants of Douala, they are fully in accordance with a decision taken by the head of state to definitely suspend absentee civil servants. Eloka Emmanuel is a lawyer and Michelle Ebode is a chief court registrar at the Bonanjo Administrative Court.
No work, no salary. It is not normal to perceive your salary without working. The state has the right to send off all defaulters.
The civil servants cannot earn or take some money from the state without work. You have the obligation to work before going to salary.
Others say there is no need letting this act of embezzlement of public funds go unpunished. Halidu Bello is the Secretary General at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Craft, while Serge Ndongmo is a public agent.
In this context, we are fighting against corruption. To handle this problem, we have to begin somewhere.
When you sum everything, the more than 6,000 personnel will be definitely suspended because the financial impact per month is enormous. And if you calculate it per year, it becomes a case of embezzlement. So they have to be charged by the law so that they can repay the money.
It is therefore necessary to say that the President of the Republic's decision to permanently suspend these absentee civil servants has been warmly welcomed in the littoral region. Douala, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
The senior divisional officer for the Mazam division in the Northwest region has condemned the barbaric killing of Mrs. Joko Frida, a council worker in the Bamendato municipality. Simone Milmore, who has issued a press release following the demise of the second deputy mayor of the Bamendato council, has assured all measures have been taken to trace the perpetrators and let justice follow its course. Veronica Aji has more from Bamenda.
In the early hours of October 28, 2024, the lifeless body of Mrs. Joko Frida, second deputy mayor of the Bamenda 2 Council, was found in a pool of her own blood in the Chobo neighborhood, Mankon, Bamenda 2 subdivision. Going by a release from the senior divisional officer for Mazam, the retired treasury staff who rose to prominence within the ranks of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement, CPDM, in 2020, was whisked off by armed men on October 26, 2024, in her residence at Savannah Street. A murder confirmed by Simon Emile Moore, SDO for Mazam, who was equally reassured that clear instructions have been given to competent state services to bring to book the perpetrators of this act, urging the population of the Northwest region to remain vigilant and actively collaborate with the administration to prevent the occurrence of such killings. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
On to our in-depth segment of the news. How often do you read a newspaper? Print journalism has stood the test of time, lasting over 400 years. In the 18th century, when the first newspaper was published, print media was the primary source through which people were informed about happenings around and beyond. However, today the advent of new technologies have brought a shift in this perception. FOC Babatunde gathered the views of some Cameroonians on the phenomenon and put together this report.
Newspaper readership, as compared to before, has witnessed a significant drop, with vendors of newspaper and magazines stating the fact.
We don't even sell these newspapers like we used to sell before. The business is really, really strong. Sometimes you even see those old people who come and they'll just stand there, read headlines, sigh and leave. And social media has taken over everything.
Other Cameroonians blame the drop in readership on the advent of technology, as nowadays it is rare to find an individual pick up a newspaper to read. They say the internet is a better and smarter means to source for information.
The truth is that I've never read a newspaper, ever. The only time I saw a newspaper, I saw it on TV. So that's the only time I get to know what's on the newspaper and stuff like that. You can get information on TV. So getting a newspaper and reading is kind of boring.
There are some who still value physical paper than digital platforms.
I have a couple of contacts who always post newspaper headlines, and I read. They are more reliable. You can always trace the source.
I believe that as a translator, it is imperative to be current on affairs within the country and equally on out of the country. They go through thorough fact checking and make use of reliable sources in reporting their news.
However, the value of the newspaper is not all lost, as it stands as a credible source of information.
The culture of reading newspapers in kiosks is said to be witnessing a downward trend in Betwa as the years go by. Many are resorting to online newspapers in order to have access to information. Bennett Akameondua of CRTV East throws more light on this phenomenon in the following report.
City dwellers of Betwa have lost the habit of reading newspapers for some reasons. Karin and Roland.
Even if you have the interest to read newspaper here, you cannot find it. That's why I don't read newspaper here in Betwa.
I love reading newspapers, but I don't anymore because of the unavailability.
The non-existence of newspaper kiosks in the city equally accounts to the phenomenon. Sebastian Chi, East Region's desk editor, Mutation Newspaper.
Since Mr. Press ceased existing, it became very difficult for people to have newspapers here.
Ayisin Zana, East Communication Delegate, proposes a solution. If the administration of Betwa sets up libraries where these newspapers can be available, readers will subscribe and they will read newspapers often. Some administrations have subscribed to media networks that permit them get delivery of newspapers. The scarcity has forced devoted readers to download applications that permit them read online. Betwa, Benet Akame Ondua, CRTV.
Directors of media outlets in the North region are conscious of the technological evolution and poor reading habits of the local population since the introduction of social media networks. As a result, most of their content is tailored to meet the needs and cries of the local population, as our reporter Mercy Ashun-Nyabeya sampled their opinions and put together the following report.
They have quickly understood that in a digital age, information can reach the world in a space of seconds with just a click on any social media platform like Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, TikTok, you name it. These directors of media outlets have opted to impose themselves online with captivating headlines, intriguing human interest stories, and short videos that recount and denounce the daily realities in the North region. Finmara Jacques Blaise is advisor to the publisher of La Croix de Septentrion, a local newspaper in the North region.
The majority of newspapers tailor information towards official events. Meanwhile, the local population here is interested in reading when you denounce the ills or excesses in their environment. The more you denounce these ills, the more the followers are interested in reading.
Ebai Songe Shaba is director of North Actu, another media outlet in the North region.
The first thing we take into consideration at North Actu Television is to focus on the feedback of followers of our content. This will help us produce what is of interest to them. Outside of our regular programs, we have specialized productions requested by our followers.
It is obvious readers or followers would adhere to a captivating human interest story than opt to read online about the official activities that usually characterize a seminar or workshop. Mercy Ashunyape, CRTV News, Garoua.
Cameroon's reading culture is fading as fewer people pick up newspapers and young people lose interest in traditional reading. The appeal of settling down with a book has significantly diminished. In the write-up that follows, Rita Yosembong looks at the decline in reading in the country and how e-reading can keep the culture alive.
Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body. Many of us may not even remember the last time we held a newspaper in our hands or even turned its pages to learn about the world around us. In the past years, newspapers and books were our companions, but today it's rare to find young people reading newspapers or even books. Social media, with its quick updates and endless streams of snippets, has stolen our attention. And surprisingly, even those studying journalism and who will be responsible for informing the nation often overlook the practice of reading newspapers. This is not just a matter of habit. It affects the mind, because when we substitute deep and reflective reading with shallow scrolling, we sacrifice critical thinking and the capacity to engage thoughtfully with complex issues. However, e-reading could offer a lifetime, a way to keep our reading culture alive while adapting to the digital age. Imagine a youth in Oku who can read a daily newspaper at the tap of a screen suddenly. Geography and physical access are no longer barriers. But for this transition to succeed, we need a cultural shift. E-reading should be seen not just as an alternative, but as a bridge, blending the rich tradition of in-depth reading with the ease of digital access. I think it is time for us to revive the respect and importance of reading in our communities. This is a call for every Cameroonian, especially the youth. The pursuit of knowledge, I mean true knowledge, is a gift, and every article, every book, and every carefully written story holds the power to change perspectives and shape the future. As another proverb reminds us, the one who reads, leads. Let us keep reading alive so that Cameroon, too, can continue to grow and thrive.
Senior reporter Rita Yosembong. As Cameroon's print media faces new challenges with a decline in readership and rising digital competition, newspaper publishers are faced to rethink their strategies to stay relevant. Our guest on the 7 p.m. is a publisher of Municipal Updates, Cham Victor. In a chat with Rita Yosembong, he starts by exploring how his publication is navigating this shifting landscape.
We have people who prefer to buy the hard copy and read. Then we have others who prefer to subscribe online for the e-version. The reason why we have many groups on WhatsApp whereby we drop our copies every day. With Municipal Update, it's very simple. Every evening, we share the front page. And after 2 or 3 hours, our subscribers have the PDF version. And the following day, we have the hard copies on the kiosk all over the country. Now, this alone tells you that we are willing to encourage that process. We are willing to tell Cameroonians that reading should not die.
So, Victor, in a time when financial sustainability is a challenge for many media outlets, what innovative approaches have you considered or implemented to generate revenue from your digital content?
Talking about income generation, the first approach is we have limited advertisers. And considering that, as a publisher, you have to look at several ways to generate income that will sustain the paper's publication, because we are a daily. Municipal Update operates a printing press, which helps now to sustain the paper, because we print textbooks, magazines, calendars, and all whatnot. So that alone makes it possible for the paper to print. It makes it possible for the paper to be on the kiosk every day. It makes it possible for our online subscribers to have the copy, the PDF copy, every evening. And that alone will encourage people to really adopt that culture of reading, because it helps to enlighten the brain.
And before we go, Victor, tell me, how can Cameroonian newspapers support the education system in cultivating a strong reading culture, especially through digital platforms and tools?
First of all, we have to adopt interesting and educative columns. Columns that are published by renowned intellectuals, renowned dons. And these columns should be, you know, inspired by current trends, talking about civic education, moral rearmament, enculturation. We look at the issue of climate change. We look at economics, the issue of the hardship, hunger and poverty. Columns that, you know, guide the public opinion on how to understand issues of national interest. I think as simple as that, the newspaper has a pivotal role to play. And as publishers, we must uphold this role. These are values that we should not take for granted. So the educational system, setting records straight, we must help to support them through creating platforms that enable teachers, lecturers to come on board.
Thanks for being a guest on the 7 p.m. news.
Thank you very much, CRTV, for this opportunity to talk about the declining or falling standards of our reading culture.
Away from our in-depth segment of the news and on to other news-making events, farmers and producer organizations in the North region have begun receiving funds under the canopy of the project for the planning and valorization of investments along the Benue Valley, dubbed Viva Benue. 2,600 business plans will be financed to the tune of about 5.5 billion CFA francs. In the meantime, 116 business plans have already been funded following a convention signed in Garoua today. Maimouna Njoya reports from CRTV Fan North.
Je n'avais même pas de matériel, mais cette fois-ci...
Agricultural stakeholders in Lagdo, Ngong and Garoua 1 subdivisions in the Benue division of the North region have extensive production capacities, but are sometimes held back by climate change and the lack of resources. It is for this reason that the project for the planning and valorization of investments along the Benue Valley, Viva Benue, has been designed. For the time being, 116 business plans have been funded to boost producers of rice, onions and vegetables. Mahamat Habibu is the coordinator of the project.
We support producers in order to develop production, transformation and then commercialization.
Launched by the Ministry of the Economy with support from the World Bank, Viva Benue is said to be gender sensitive, given that out of the 2,600 projects which will be financed, close to 800 of them target rural women. The convention signed in Garoua marks another step for the structural transformation of the economy and the sustainable enforcement of the import substitution drive, which falls under the 2030 National Development Strategy. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimuna Joya for CRTV News.
Former students of Government Grammar School, Manfi Manu of the Southwest Region, have launched activities to celebrate the school's Golden Jubilee. The festivities kicked off in Yaoundé over the weekend with the unveiling of a commemorative magazine aimed at raising funds for the school's development. The ceremony was chaired by the Minister in Charge of Special Duties at the Presidency, Victor Mengotarenkongo, and here is the highlight of the ceremony with Leslie Manning.
In a festive and reflective atmosphere, attendees shared memories of school days and expressed a shared commitment to giving back. The highlight of the evening was the unveiling of a Golden Jubilee magazine filled with alumni stories, historical milestones, and hopes for the school's future. As highlights, Egbert Pauline Tabot, current principal of GHS Manfi.
The ex-students have actually done a lot. They have actually transformed the school. They have provided the borehole for the school. They have powered the multimedia center and the borehole with solar energy. They have renovated the classrooms. They have provided books for the school. They have done so much, just too much, that I cannot really mention.
The magazine, now on sale, will help fund important school projects, including facility upgrades and scholarships for underprivileged students. The evening closed with a renewed dedication to supporting the school and its next generation. James Eno, President General of Government High School Manfi Ex-Students Association.
In the month of December, the first week of December, between the 6th and the 8th, right up to the 9th, we are going to have the celebrations proper of the Golden Jubilee of Government High School Manfi. There are a plethora of activities that will be carried out. There will be prize-giving ceremonies. There will be academic talks. A lot of things are going to take place in Manfi.
Manfi Government Grammar School's Golden Jubilee festivities will continue in December, bringing alumni from around the world together to celebrate and support their alma mater.
You are listening to the 7 p.m. news, and out of the country, at least 40 Chadian soldiers have died after an attack on their base last evening on an island called Bakaram, a region once covered by Lake Chad. The Chadian president, Muhammad Debi, has reacted to the act through a statement ordering a counter mission to track down the culprits. No suspects for Sunday's attack are named in the presidency's statement, but the area is close to the border zones of Nigeria and Niger, where Islamist militants are known to operate. And on to sports. The Kaji Sports Academy basketball team of Cameroon has beaten the Mwanda basketball team of Gabon by 69 sets to 54. This was at the launch of the qualifying tournament of the Basketball Africa League that kicked off yesterday at the Japoma Sports Complex. Cynthia Atim of CLTV Littoral has a recap of the different encounters in this report.
The Kaji Sports Academy opened the encounter in a grand style, leading their game throughout and ended up trashing their opponent, the Mwanda basketball team of Gabon, with 69 to 54. According to the coach, this win is just a teaser, as they expect to produce even better results in upcoming basketball encounter. Kenneth Kaji is coach of the Kaji Sports Academy.
We did not display our potential.
Eshola's best team, whereas we had great ambition for this qualification tournament for the Basketball African League.
The Gabonese team say first day pressure and the youthfulness of the players did not play in their favor. George Masnoudi is coach of the Mwanda basketball team of Gabon.
There are youths of 18, 19 and 21 years in this team. They did not overcome the stress of the first day.
The second match between the Bees Basket of the Central Africa Republic and the Show Sport of the Democratic Republic of Congo ended with the victory of the Congolese by 79-61. Two out of the five teams taking part in this sub-regional tournament will qualify for the next round, which will be bringing together 16 teams known as the Elite 16. Cynthia Etimsia, OTV News, Douala.
And on to these press releases. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December 1, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center, 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk, accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.support.harmony2.cm, a messaging service, +237 691 881 881, specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers, legal persons and legal arrangements that a nationwide awareness campaign on tax obligations relating to transparency and beneficial ownership will be organized from the 7th to the 29th of October 2024. The said tax obligations provided for by the 2023 finance law and its text and application is part of efforts to combat tax evasion and money laundering. As a result, an IT platform has been put in place by the Directorate General of Taxation to facilitate filing obligations by concerned taxpayers. Finally, the Minister of Finance invites the concerned taxpayers to massively attend seminars organized to this effect in order to fully benefit from this awareness campaign. The Minister of Finance counts on the participation of all. To all SEMAC-approved tax consultants registered with the National Order of Tax Consultants of Cameroon, or NCFC, I hereby have the honor to invite you to the Extraordinary Elective General Assembly of the National Order of Tax Consultants of Cameroon, which took place on Thursday, the 24th of October, 2024, at 10 a.m. prompt in Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. The main agenda was the renewal of the organs of the ONCFC. As a reminder, in accordance with the Order's internal regulations, the General Assembly is made up of all the tax consultants registered on the Order's roll, Article 8, Paragraph 1. The trainees registered on the Order's appendix list are authorized to take part in the work of the Assembly. They may take part but do not have the right to vote. Article 8, Paragraph 3. The conditions of participation and eligibility are those contained in the minutes of the meeting of February 2, May 7, May 23, and July 23, 2024, held with the Orders Management Board. Voting is by list. Each member may represent two other electors on the basis of a duly established mandate. Candidate files are due at the Management Committee set up for the occasion no later than midnight Tuesday, September 24, 2024. The Minister of Finance would like to thank all ONCFC members who are committed to revitalizing the tax adversary adversary profession, signed the Minister of Finance. And with that, we call it quits in this edition of the 7 p.m. news, in which you heard that Douala City dwellers have warmly received the head of state's decision to completely blot out the names of absentee civil servants from Cameroon's payroll. Traditional reading habits are reportedly declining in Cameroon, with many people depending on smartphones and various social media platforms for information. And our in-depth segment of the news delved on the matter. Kaji Sports Academy basketball teams humble Mwanda basketball team of Gabon by 69 sets to 54 at the launch of the qualifying tournament of the Basketball Africa League. The 7 p.m. news is a presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.